I never should have come here. I never should have come to this strange place. Now I've got to hurry and get this bag packed. I've got to get away as soon as I can. I've got to get...
What do you want?
We thought we'd bring you another bottle of champagne.
If I'd wanted room service, I'd have called.
It's with the compliments of the house.
You get out of here, all three of you. Now leave me alone.
Now that's gratitude. It's going to be a cold night, miss. And I brought a blanket to keep you warm.
Get out of here, all of you. Get out.
Now, miss, is that a nice way to act?
You... You're the one who said you'd help me. Where's my cab?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't find a cab.
You never went after one. You're lying. You're all lying. Now get out of here.
Presents Echo of Madness.
She's here. Her taxi just pulled up in front.
Now, Kate, you know what to do.
Yes.
I'll make like a bellhop and help her with her bag.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Too horrible.
It can't be too horrible. Just a moment, miss. I'll take that bag for you.
Thank you. Do you have a vacant room?
Yes, certainly. How long will you be staying?
Well, just overnight, I think.
Will you sign the register, please?
Yes, of course. There you are.
Thank you. Judith Morgan, New York City. Hmm? Joe?
Yes?
Show Miss Morgan to room 6.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have a Mr. Bruce Mansfield registered?
He hasn't arrived yet, Miss Morgan, but we're expecting him.
I see. Well, when Mr. Mansfield does arrive, will you let him know I'm here? It's important.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Now this way, miss. Just follow me.
Well...
Well, what?
I'd say everything's working just as we planned. Wouldn't you, Mr. Mansfield?
Here we are, miss. Room 6. There. Something wrong, miss?
Well, I don't much care for this room. I think I'd like another.
I'm afraid there isn't another available, miss.
Oh, I see.
I guess it isn't the best we have, but it's the best we can do. Now, you don't have to worry about the noise. That quiets down for the night exactly at 10 minutes to 10.
Noise? I don't hear any noise.
You will. You see, miss, when the trains go by...
Trains?
Yes. You see, the hotel's close to the railroad. In fact, you can see the tracks from the window there. It's the main line to Chicago.
Chicago?
Something wrong, miss?
No.
But the way you looked when I said Chicago...
No, it's nothing. Do you have to keep asking if something's wrong?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, miss. I only wanted to be helpful.
Yes, I'm sorry, of course.
That'll be the 6:30 for Houston. The noise won't quiet down till the Chicago mainliner goes through at 9:50. There isn't another train after that till 7 in the morning.
Well, I guess I can be thankful for that.
Another thing you can be thankful for, that you weren't here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, why?
The accident, miss... Must have read about it.
No, I didn't. What happened?
The main liner. Wrecked. Yeah, wrecked. Happened right out there, right outside this window. Oh, it was a terrible sight, miss. The main liner was doing all of 90 miles an hour when it plowed right into a freight that had come to a stop, right out there. It was awful. People screaming, pain, begging for help, locked in those trains.
Please, must you? I just can't bear to hear about things like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. Well, if you want anything, just ring.
Yes, thank you. I was a fool to come. Something about this place. Come in.
I brought you some towels, miss. Oh. I'll put them in the bathroom. Oh, if you'd like something to eat, miss, I'm sure I can arrange something.
Well, thank you. If I get hungry, I'll go down to the dining room.
Oh, the dining room isn't open. This is our slack season, you see. You're the only one staying here. Except, of course, for Mr. Mansfield when he arrives.
But the bellhop said this was the only room available.
Oh, well, what he meant was we have no other room in readiness. The beds are unmade, the dust covers on the furniture, and like that.
Mr. Mansfield hasn't arrived yet?
No, not yet.
What is Mr. Mansfield like, do you know?
I wouldn't know. I've never met him.
Oh.
Haven't you?
No, I haven't.
I see.
Well, I don't think you do, if you're thinking...
Excuse me, miss. Your private affairs are your own, not the hotel's. Good night.
Why did I come here? Why did I answer that letter? Why? Why? Just a minute. Oh.
Did I startle you?
You're Bruce Mansfield?
Who did you think I was?
Well, I didn't know.
But now you do know. The name, the face, you've put them together, and now you know?
What do you want?
What is it I want? Isn't it something you want, Miss Morgan?
No.
Then why did you come here in answer to my letter?
Well, you said that I would find it to my interest.
Find what to your interest?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm getting out of here. I never should have come. I was a fool to answer a letter from a stranger.
But we're not strangers. We're friends, very old friends. Only it appears you don't care to recognize that fact. There's something about me that frightens you, isn't there? Isn't there?
Yes.
Then you do know. You must know who I am.
No, I don't, I tell you. I don't. Oh, I shouldn't have come here. I don't know why I did. There was something about this place I didn't like the minute I entered it. And there's something about you I don't like.
You may change your mind before the evening's over.
For your information, the evening is over. I'm leaving here.
Oh! I forgot to leave you some soap. Were you going somewhere, Miss Morgan?
She wants to leave, and just when I was on the verge of inviting her to dinner.
Oh, what a pity. We serve such an excellent dinner here, too.
You said the dining room was closed.
Oh, well, we can always open it for an old friend and customer like Mr. Mansfield.
But I thought you told me you'd never seen him before.
I don't remember saying anything like that.
But you did. I remember. I think I remember you saying...
No, dear, you're mistaken. And you're making another mistake in wanting to leave.
No, I'm
yes.
not...
You stay and have a nice dinner with Mr. Mansfield. I'll see to it the chef goes out of his way to make it a dinner you'll remember.
I'll even treat you to a bottle of champagne. Well, what's the matter?
I don't like champagne.
Well, you don't have to look so horrified about it. We'll have some anyway. Perhaps you'll change your mind.
I won't, and I'm not changing my mind about leaving here either.
No, my dear.
Get out of my way.
You must stay. You really must, Miss Morgan. And you will. If you know what's best for you.
This table be all right, Mr. Mansfield?
Well, it seems fine to me, but I'll ask the lady. Does this table suit you, Miss Morgan?
Where are the others? Oh, that's right. They said the dining room was closed. The whole place is like a morgue.
Well, could you turn the lights down a little, please?
Oh, yes, sir, and I'll light the candles, too.
Thank you.
If you want me, sir, just call.
There, now, isn't that better? You love candlelight, remember?
Well, yes, I do, but...
And your favorite flowers. White heather and yellow roses.
Yes, they're lovely. But I don't understand...
The dining room, Miss Morgan. Is it familiar to you now?
Why should it be?
Well, now look, the wallpaper. Do you remember the quaint, old-fashioned, flowered wallpaper?
Well, I love old-fashioned things, but... What are you trying to do to me? I never saw it before.
You don't remember ever having been in this room before?
No, of course not.
You have no recollection of sitting at this table?
No, because I've never been here in my life.
Can't you remember how the candlelight glittered on your hair and danced in your eyes. No, no, that wouldn't be for you to remember. That would be my memory.
You're insane.
You don't remember having dinner with me here? You can't recall that?
No, no, no.
Well, how convenient for you, Miss Morgan. How very convenient.
I don't know what you mean.
Would it help you to remember if I said that I'll never forget?
The only thing that would help me would be to get out of here.
Why? Why won't you remember?
I don't remember because it never happened.
But you know it did, Miss Morgan. It was a night I shall never forget, certainly. And why have you? Or have you, Miss Morgan?
Look, I've had enough of this. Enough of your obscure remarks and your mysterious innuendos. I demand to know why you wrote me that letter. I demand to know why you refuse to believe anything I say. I demand...
Don't.
What?
Don't demand. Not of me, Miss Morgan. Joe.
Yes, Mr. Manfield. What can I do for you, sir?
The champagne, please.
Yes, at once, sir.
I won't drink it.
Why not?
I told you I don't like champagne.
Oh, now everybody likes champagne. Now, this is the best.
No.
Yes. Only the best. This is a... Well, it's a special occasion.
What do you mean?
You'll find out.
I will not sit here.
Now sit down. You know by now you can't leave unless I let you. And I'm not going to let you. So you might as well take things easy. Or as easy as it'll be possible for you to take them. And I seriously urge you to drink the champagne. It isn't poisoned and it isn't drugged. What's more, it'll help you face what's coming.
What do you mean, what's coming? What are you going to do to me? What's going to happen?
Here's the champagne, Mr. Mansfield.
Oh, yes, thank you, Joe.
Shall I pour, sir?
Yes, would you please?
Enjoy your dinner, sir. You and the lady.
He thinks we're friends.
Does he?
Well, it's obvious.
I didn't notice. Well, champagne, my dear.
No.
Take the glass.
No.
I said take it. Now drink it.
No.
Drink it, I tell you.
Oh! Mr. Mansfield, sir. Mr. Mansfield, your cheek, it's bleeding.
Miss Morgan just threw her glass at me.
You shouldn't have insisted.
Joe, have you any iodine?
In the kitchen, sir.
No, that's all right. It's quicker if I go out there. Please, keep the lady company.
Yes, sir.
Please, you've got to help me.
But I can't.
I'll make it worth your while. I have money, lots of money. I'll pay you anything. Anything to help me get out of here.
Well, I'm afraid I don't see what
you... Listen to me, listen. Go out and find me a cab.
Now, look,
just do as I tell you and you'll be well paid. I'll go to my room and get my bag. All my money's in it. You get that cab and have it waiting around the corner and I'll meet you there. And I'll pay you well, very well, do you understand?
Yes.
Well, then go on. Go on.
Are you all right, Mr. Mansfield?
Yes, yes, I'm all right.
It's not a bad cut. The bleeding has stopped. He can take better care of it later.
Yeah.
Good. Now we have our work cut out for us.
But what are you doing out here? Why aren't you in there with her?
It's all right. She thinks I'm getting her a taxi cab.
She's really determined to leave, isn't she?
Yes.
Where is she now? What is she doing?
She's gone to her room for her bag. Oh. I don't know how long she'll wait while I'm supposed to be getting her a taxi cab.
Now look, it's almost 10 to 10. We've got to work fast.
Yes, we do, or the whole thing is going to boomerang.
Well, we all know what we've got to do. Just a question of all of us doing our parts. I mean, all of us.
Yes, I know what you mean. I've done my best, haven't I?
Yes, so far. But the worst part is still to come.
Why does it have to be this way? I keep hoping something else will happen.
It's really too late to think about other ways now.
I don't have any other ideas, but isn't there... Are you sure this is the only way?
Can you think of any other way, Mr. Mansfield?
No. No, of course I can't. I just wish that we could stop short
well,
of...
Well, we can't. Now, let's make sure everything is ready.
I've got the blanket. Now, this is the right kind, isn't it, Mr. Mansfield?
Yes, that's the right kind.
I'll get another bottle of champagne. It may help.
Did you manage to get her to take even a sip of the champagne before?
No, I didn't. Not a taste of it. Do you think she's suspicious?
Of course she's suspicious. But I think we can overcome that.
How important is the champagne? Do you really think it would make things easier for her?
It should help.
Well, I guess it's now or never. All right. Let's go before I lose my nerve.
Hurry. Hurry and get this bag packed. Get away in that cab as fast as I can. What do I... Oh!
What is this?
Why, we thought we'd bring you another bottle of champagne.
Leave me alone.
Now, that's gratitude. It's going to be a cold night, and I brought this blanket to keep you warm.
Get out of here.
And
all of you, get out.
Now, is that a way to act?
You said you'd help me.
Sorry, but I couldn't find you a cab.
You never went after one. You're lying. You're all lying. Now, get out of here.
Now, please don't take that attitude. Joe tries to help you, and just because he can't find a cab, you call him a liar. Miss Harwood is thoughtful enough to bring you a blanket, and you insult her. I offer you champagne at dinner, and you fling it in my face.
Get out of here. Get out.
What's the matter? You've gone white as a sheet.
That sound.
Only the main liner to Chicago. Right on time. She'll pass here at exactly 9:50.
You're shaking, Miss Morgan. You must be cold. Here, put this blanket around your shoulders.
No.
But if you're chilly, you should
have... How can she be chilly when she's perspiring? Her forehead... It's beaded with sweat.
I tell you, she's cold. Now,
will
here,
you,
my dear.
Oh, please get out of here and leave me alone.
Not until you've had this glass of champagne. You wouldn't have at dinner.
I told you I don't want it. I won't drink it.
And I told you that you will. You're going to drink the champagne. You're going to drink a toast.
And I'm going to insist you put this blanket, this army blanket, around your shoulders.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Please, why are you doing this?
Doing what? All I want you to do is drink a glass of champagne.
No, all I want you to do is put this army blanket around your shoulders to keep you warm.
And you mustn't look so afraid when you hear that noise. I told you, it's only the Chicago mainline.
I'm not afraid.
You are. And you know why you're afraid. You're afraid because you know what's going to happen.
Maybe that's why you're trembling. Not because you're cold, but because you're afraid.
The champagne will help. Here, drink this.
And put the blanket around your shoulders.
No.
Drink the champagne.
No.
Blanket around you, the army blanket.
Oh, no. The diesel horn.
No.
Chicago mainline.
No.
Champagne.
The blanket.
No.
Mainliner.
No! Stop it! Stop it! It's going to crash! It's going to crash!
Those poor people! All those people! And the screams! All those screaming people! Bruce!
Yes, dear.
Bruce, we've got to help them.
Of course, darling. Of course we'll help.
Do so. Who are you?
Tell me your name. Who are you?
Who am I? Well, I'm Judy Mansfield. This is my husband, Bruce.
Oh, thank heaven.
Why do you ask such a silly question at a time like this? There's just been a terrible accident out there.
No, dear. There was a frightful accident. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
The Chicago mainliner crashed into a freight train.
On the night we were beginning our honeymoon, darling, in this room.
Honeymoon? Here?
We were driving to Chicago. Our car broke down. We had to stay here overnight.
3 weeks ago? Bruce?
It was a terrible shock to you, Judy. So terrible you blotted it out of your mind and everything else with it.
You became the victim of a sudden amnesia, Mrs. Mansfield.
I had you moved to Rockview Hospital, but there was nothing they could do for you. Finally, in desperation, I got hold of the best psychiatrist I could find in New York. He's this gentleman, Dr. Joseph Carroll.
You're a doctor?
Yes, my dear. I knew one possible answer to your problem might be to make you relive that night. Just before the accident, you and your husband had drunk a toast to your marriage in champagne.
You see, it had been cold in the room. And Mr. Mansfield had got this army blanket from your car and put it around you.
Oh, by the way, sweetheart, this is Miss Harwood, Dr. Carroll's nurse.
And I can't tell you how glad I am the doctor's plan worked, Mrs. Mansfield.
If it hadn't been for him and the cooperation of the people who own this hotel, you'd still be a victim of amnesia.
Why, I remember everything now. Thank heaven it's over and done with.
But it isn't. One part is just to begin.
What?
Our honeymoon, darling. Our honeymoon.
Oh, Bruce.
Theater 5 has presented Echo of Madness, written by George Lowther and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Elspeth Eric, Mary Jane Higby, James Monks, and Ivor Francis. Audio engineer, Neil Pultz. Sound technician, M.C. Brock. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Edward A. Byron. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.